Please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 25.
请大家翻到历代志下25章。
We are going to look into the life of Amaziah.
我们会来看另外一位王，叫做亚玛谢王的生平。
What kind of person is he?
到底他是一个怎样的人？
He's a simple-minded and later on a double-minded man.
他是一个起初很专心一意的人，过后却是变成三心两意的人。
So Amaziah's weakness was he was double-minded.
所以亚玛谢他的弱点就是他三心两意。
There are some things in life where we need to have backups.
在我们一生中呢，有时候我们需要有第二个计划，就是后备的计划。
Hence, it is best for us when we invest in different shares, in put our money in different companies.
因此，当我们去投资的时候，我们最好把我们的资金把它分散到不同的公司去，买不同的股票。
If this company fails, we have the other company that can help us earn money.
所以，如果一个公司蒙受亏损，我们还有其他的公司帮我们赚钱。
It is also important to have backups when we go parachuting.
当我们去
parachute 了。
我们去玩降落伞的时候，我们也应该有这个后备。
So parachuters they have two parachutes.
那些降落伞的人呢，降落伞员呢，他们都会有两个降落伞。
So if one fails, they can activate the other.
所以如果其中之一坏了，他们还可以使用第二个后备。
But of course, there are also cases where both fail.
当然，有时候两个都不能够用。
But having one backup is better than not having. Been having none.
但是至少有一个后备比没有好。
But there are some things that we cannot have backups.
但是有些事情是我们不能够有后备的。
So you cannot have two girlfriends at the same time.
所以你不能够同时有两个女朋友。
You cannot have one wife.
你不能够有一个太太。
And then a backup called mistress.
还有一个后备叫做妾，小老婆。
二娘。You cannot address one person as father.
你不可能叫一位为父亲。
So if your son goes wrong calling people father, you can be assured that he'll be real mad.
所以如果你的孩子到处叫人爸爸，你一定会很生气。
So there are some things that you need backups, but there are also some things that you cannot have backups.
所以有些事情你是应该有后备的，但是有些事情你是不能够有的。
And God, for God, you cannot have backups.
对于神来说，我们不能够有另外一位神，不能够有后辈。
We can only worship one God.
我们只能够敬拜一位神。
And we can only be faithful to one.
我们也只能够忠心于一。
And there's no need to worship another God anyway.
其实我们也不需要去拜别的神。
First, because there's only one true and living God.
因为首先只有一位又真又活的神。
And also, if there are indeed many gods, actually there are none, then you just pray to the greatest God.
即使是有很多的神，其实是没有了。但是即使是有，你也只需要向一个最大的神祷，你只要拜最大的神。
It's so much more convenient to just worship one God.
拜一位神真的是太方便了。
Rather than to have to think about many, many gods.
你不需要去想到其他的神明，很多很多的神明。
So, in Hinduism, they worship, I think, thousands or ten thousands of gods.
在印度教，他们就膜拜了几千几万的神明。
But we thank and praise God.There's only one true and living God, and we know this God.
但是感谢赞美神，就只有一位又真又活的神，而且我们也认识他。
And we can only, and we should only be faithful to this God.
我们也应该忠心于他。
Let's look at Amaziah.
让我们看看亚玛谢。
He was not such a person, unfortunately.
但是很不幸的，他不是这种人。
And that brought his downfall.
这就导致他败落。
The author of 2 Chronicles evaluates Amaziah as a person who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord in verse 2.
在第二节，这个历代志下的作者就这么说，亚玛谢行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
But the author also added another unfortunate note, but not wholeheartedly.
但是作者也加了一句不是很好的话，就是下文，只是心不专诚。
And this not wholeheartedly became his fatal weakness.
这个心不专诚导致是他的致命伤，是他的要害。
It brought a very successful man down.
他使到一个很成功的人 败落下来。
This not wholeheartedly brought a very successful man down.
这个心不专一，使到这个很成功的人士败落下来。
First, let us look at his reasons for success. That is in verses 1-13.
首先，让我们看看亚玛谢成功的原因。这个是在第一到第十三节。
So he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
所以他就行了在神眼中看为正的事。
So what did he do?
他做了什么呢？
First of all, he treated his enemies fairly.
首先，他很公平地对待他的敌人。
In verse 3, after the kingdom was firmly in his control, he executed the officials who had murdered his father, the king. But he did not do one thing. He did not put their children to death, but acted in accordance with what is written in the law in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, Parents shall not be put to death for their children, nor children be put to death for their parents. Each will die for their own sin.
在第三节这里说，国一坚定，就把他父王的杀他父王的臣仆杀了，却没有致死他的儿子，是照摩西律法书上耶和华所吩咐的说，不可因子杀父，也不可因父杀子，个人要为本身的罪而死。
What happened was that his father Joash, when he was still a young king, he was being nurtured by a priest called Jehoiada.
他的这个亚玛谢的爸爸约阿斯，在他年纪很轻的时候，是受到一个祭司抚养长大的。这个祭司叫做耶和耶大。
And Jehoiada saved and mentored Joash.
耶和耶大就保护了约阿斯，并且抚养他。
But later Joash sinned against God.
但是过后约阿斯就得罪了神。
And Jehoiada, the high priest's son Zechariah, rebuked Joash.
约和耶大的这个儿子就责备了约阿斯。
And Joash, at that time, a successful king, became very angry. Why? Who gave you the right to scold me?
当时这个约阿斯是一个很成功的君王，却因此就很生气。你谁给你这个权柄来骂我呢？他心里这么想。
And so he had people stoned Zechariah to death.
他就找人把撒迦利亚用石头打死。
And before Zechariah died, Zechariah said, "May God punish you."
在撒迦利亚死之前呢，他就说了一句话，愿耶和华鉴察深渊。
And God avenged, and God judged Joash, and he died in battle.
过后神就审判约阿斯，他就死在战场上。
In fact, when he was recuperating in bed, he was murdered.
实际上他是当时在病床上养伤的时候，他被人谋杀死的。
Of course, somebody committed a crime by murdering his father.
当然有的人就犯了这个谋杀的罪名，杀害了这个约阿斯。
So how did Amaziah respond?
那亚玛谢怎么反应过来呢？
Now in verse 3, Amaziah put to death those officials who murdered his father. That is right.
所以就在25章第三节那边说，亚玛谢就把杀他父王的臣仆杀了，这个是正确的。
But stupid.
但是是很愚昧的一个行为。
笨蛋。You know why?Because no one does that.
因为没有人会这么做。
In years past, when an official commits a grievous crime, the emperor will put to death this man and also his entire family, and sometimes his entire clan.
所以在古代的时候，当一个大臣犯了任何的错误，君王就会不单单是把这个臣子杀了，他也会把他整个族都灭了。
And sometimes it's for to show that this crime is very serious.
有时候是为了要显明他所犯的罪是很严重。
But sometimes it's also to prevent his children from taking revenge.
另外有时候呢，是要防止这个被杀的大臣的孩子们来谋反。
When the top man in the company, when the man changes.
当在一个公司的高层，如果那个总监更换了人选。
So another man takes over the top post.
当有另外一个人来取代这个最高的职位的时候，
you'll find that the right hand man and the right hand left hand man also change.
你就会发现这个周两旁的助手助理呢，都会接着更改。
There'll be a bloodbath.
接着就会有流了一场，就是一些争执。
And the reason is very simple.
那个原因是很简单的。
Because if my post is going to be secure, I must make sure that only the people who support me are there. The people who don't support me must go.
因为当我 在位的时候，我要确保我下面的人都能够支持我，那些 不支持我的人都得走。
This is a time tested principle.
这个是经历了时间考验的一个方法。
And that's why I said Amaziah is a stupid man.
这也是我为什么说亚玛谢是一个笨蛋。
A stupid man in the eyes of the world, but a clever man in the eyes of God.
在世界的眼里是一个笨蛋，但是在神的眼里却是一个聪明人。
No one does that.
没有人会这么做的。
His ministers are telling him, why do you do that? Why do you spare his children?
他的大臣会问他，为什么你留下这些人的活口？
Because these fellows will one day shake his kingdom.
因为你留下的这些人呢，有一天会来危害你的国度。
It happened in Israel's history.
这个在以色列的历史里面曾经发生过。
You remember Jeroboam?
你记得耶罗波安吗？
Solomon wanted to capture Jeroboam. Jeroboam fled to Egypt.
所罗门要捉拿耶罗波安，耶罗波安就逃到埃及去。
When Rehoboam became king, Jeroboam returned and usurped the throne.
当罗波安上位做王的时候，耶罗波安就回到那里去，把他的王位夺过来。
And that means when Amaziah spared the children of the officials who commit this murder crime,
这也意思就是，当亚玛谢存留这些臣仆的后代的活口的时候，
He did something that violated the norm.
他做了一件很不寻常的事。
He broke all safety rules.
他已经触犯了所有安全的这个条例。
And put his kingdom at risk.
以至于他的国度会受到危害。
And the fact that these officials could actually murder his father.
这些臣仆能够杀害他的父亲。
Tells us that these families are not simple families. They are very efficient. They are clever people.
告诉我们说，这些臣子的家庭呢，不是一般的人，他们都是办事很有效率的人。
So why did Amaziah do such a stupid thing in the eyes of the world, but a clever thing in the eyes of God?
但是亚玛谢为何做出了在世界眼中是愚昧的行为，但是在神眼中是一个聪明的行动？
Now look at this man in verse 24.
你就看看这个人，在24节。
In verse 4.
在四节。
Chapter 25 verse 4 says, Yet he did not put their children to death, but acted in accordance with what is written in the law in the book of God, in accordance with God's commandment.
所以在第四节这里说，却没有致使他的儿子，是照摩西律法书上耶和华所吩咐的说。
Please understand that if Amaziah were to lose, he does not lose $2.
你要明白说，当如果亚玛谢他输了，他不是输了两块钱。
He loses his kingdom.
他把整个国家都输掉。
It's a hefty price to pay.
是一个很沉重的代价。
But yet this man chose to obey God.
但是这个人却是选择了遵从顺服神。
Now what kind of man do you think Amaziah is?
所以你认为亚玛谢是一个怎样的人呢？
Now he is a man who takes God seriously.
他是一个很专心跟随神的人。
He's a man who fears God.
他敬畏神。
He fears God not because God is giving him any good thing. He fears God because of God.
他敬畏神不是因为神给他任何的好处，他敬畏神就是因为神是神。
He fears God because he knows he must fear God, not because God is giving him any good thing.
他敬畏神是因为他知道说他必须敬畏神，而不是因为神给他任何的好处。
That is called a man who fears God.
这个就叫做敬畏神的人。
And a blessed man.
一个蒙福的人。
What distinguishes between a blessed man and a non-blessed and a man who is not blessed is this: whether he will obey God, he will love God for who God is, and not because God is going to give him some good things.
区分一个敬畏神和与不敬畏神的人是这样子的：这个人敬畏神，不是因为他会神从神那里得到任何的好处，他敬畏神就是因为他要敬畏神。
When was the last time when you obeyed God? Because you should obey God, and not because there's something to get from God.
在你上一次顺服神，然后是因为你知道要顺服神，而不是得到好处。
Have
you 是在什么时候呢
？Have you ever obeyed God in this way?
你是否有曾经这样子来顺服神呢
？If I obey God, I'm going to lose something, but I must obey Him, and you obey Him.
如果我顺服神，我一定会损失一些东西，但是我一定要顺服神，我还是要顺服神。
And you obey Him.
过后你果然顺服神了。
Have you ever done that before?
你有曾经这么做过吗？
You not raise your hand.
你不需要举手。
But I wish I know.
但是我希望我谁是这么做过。
Now if anybody has done that.
如果有人真的这么做了。
Oh, very good. 求证啊。If you have done that, you must tell me. You know why? Because I want to be encouraged.
如果你有曾经这么做过，你必须要告诉我，因为我也要得到鼓励。
I want to know, how do you do it? so that next time I can share your testimony.
我要懂你怎么去做到的，以至于 好让我下次能够分享你的见证。
No, I'm serious. Let's say if you are, if, but sometimes it's not convenient to share, but if it's really convenient to share, please let me know.
我是认真的，有时候可能不方便来分享你的细节，但是如果是方便的话，你可以让我知道。
Because it will be a big encouragement to me and I believe to many people.
因为这对我还有对许多人都是一个很大的鼓励。
Now, Amaziah was such a man. He knew that will be a, he may suffer a big loss, but he chose to obey God.
亚玛谢就是这样的一个人，他虽然可能会蒙受很大的亏损，但是他还是选择顺服神。
Number two, he was a man who valued God's blessings.
第二，他是一个珍惜神祝福的人。
When he had to choose between man and God, he chose God.
当他来到一个地步要选择神或人的时候，他最终选择了神。
Because he believes God, from God comes real blessings. Man cannot give him real blessings.
因为他相信说，只有真正的祝福来自神，不是来自人。
That is in verses 5 to 12.
这是在第五到第十二节。
So the story goes that the incident happened in this way.
所以那个发故事就记载在以下。
On top, you have northern Israel. Below, you have southern Israel called Judah.
在北方呢，你有这个北国以色列；南方你有南国犹大。
South on the south in the southwest direction, you have Egypt.
在西南方你有埃及。
The north, in the south of Judah, a bit to the east.Is a nation called Edom.
在犹大的稍微偏东南地方呢，有一个国家叫做以东。
So Edom is below this nation, southern Israel called Judah.
所以以东这个国家当时是在南国犹大的南方。
Now Edom had always harassed, tried to break free from southern Israel.
以东一向来都一直在骚扰这个南国犹大，尝试。从这个国家独立出来。
And so at this time, the king of Judah, Amaziah, decided to lead an army to fight Edom.
所以这个当时的犹大王呢，就是亚玛谢，要去攻打这个以东。
And in order to conquer Edom,
要征服以东
，Amaziah sought help from northern Israel.
这个亚玛谢就从这个北国以色列去寻求帮助。
Who is Northern Israel? Northern Israel is an evil nation.
北国以色列是一个邪恶的国家。
Now in Judah, the kings are descendants of David and Solomon, of course.
在犹大国，所有的王都是大卫的后代。
But in Northern Israel, the kings are people who either murder to get the throne. They are not descendants of the same ancestor.
而在北国的这些王呢，他们一嘛就是杀人目夺王位的人，他们总之都不是大卫的后代。
That's why there's never a king who honors God in northern Israel.
所以在以色列北国从来都没有一个王遵从神的。
Now at this stage, this Amaziah had only an army of about 300,000.
在这个阶段，亚玛谢只有300,000的这个军兵。
So he sought help from Northern Israel.
因此他就向北国以色列求助。
And seeking help from Northern Israel to increase his troops is quite reasonable, actually.
其实向北国以色列求助来增加他的军力，其实是相当正常的一个动作。
It's not that Amaziah especially kiasu, especially frightened.
也不是说亚玛谢特别胆小怕事。
Because, for example, Asa had 580,000 troops.
比如说亚萨王他有50几万的这个军兵。
Another king called Jehoshaphat had 1.6 million.
另外一个王有160万的军兵。
So at this time he requested help for Israel, and Israel, northern Israel, gave him 100,000. That is fair. At the most, he had only 400,000 soldiers.
所以这时候他向北国寻求100万的兵士来援助他，其实是一个很合理的数字。
So he is very reasonable.
他的要求其实是很合理的。
But God sent his prophets and say no.
但是神却差派先知告诉他不可以这么做。
Verse 7, let us read together in Chinese.
在第七节一起来念。
Verse 7.
1, 2, 3, 第七节。有一个神人来见亚玛谢，对他说，王啊，不要使以色列的军兵与你同去， 因为耶和华不与以色列人以法莲的后裔同在。
Thank you. Now, so God said, no, these people will not go with you, because God is not with these people.
所以神说不可以，因为这些人不可以跟你同去，因为神不与这些人同在。
God is not going to use them.
神不会使用他们。
So even if you go and fight courageously, you can fight with all your might, we can see, God will also not use you, you will still lose.
即使是你这样子胆敢的去征战，你也不会打赢的，因为神不帮助你。
But he has already called the troops in.
但是他已经把这些人招来了。
Yeah, they are ready to fight.
他们已经在那里预备来打仗。
And what's more, he gave them in verse 9, 100 talents.
更何况他也支付一些金一些钱一百他连德的银子给了这些以色列军。
You know how much is 100 talents of 100 talents of silver,
一百他连德的银子到底值多少钱？
At that time, silver was more valuable than gold.
在那个时候，银子比金子还贵重。
And now is gold is more valuable than silver.
现在是金比银还贵。
At that time, 100 talents of silver is about 4 tons of silver.
当时候，这个一百他连德银子的重量大概是一吨重的银。
四吨重。
四吨重。
哇 ，you can imagine how much is 4 tons.
所以四吨到底有多重呢？
How much is that? Four cars.
四辆车的重量。
It's a lot of money.
是很值很多钱的。
So this Amaziah asked, but I have already paid them 100 talents of silver, 4 tons of silver. How?
但是所以亚玛谢就问，但是我已经付给他们四吨重的这个银子，怎么办呢？你会怎么办
？No, you can't take it back.
你不可能取回这个银子。
In country and country contract, once you give me, once you give.
在国与国的这个协商里头。
I wish you could have done that, but he will not do it. Okay. What would you do?
你会怎么做
？So this, the prophet told him.Send them back. Never mind about the 100 talents.
先知就告诉他说，把他们都差遣回去。这一百他连德银子不重要。
He said that in verse 9, the Lord can give you much more than these 4 tons of silver.
在第九节那边就说，耶和华能把更多的赐给你。
Do you know how difficult it is for Amaziah to accept this?
你知道亚玛谢要接受这样的一个吩咐有多困难吗？
It's a lose all situation.
是一个输到完的这个情况。
He loses his 4 tons of silver.
他把这四吨的银子输掉了。
And he loses the probability of winning the war because he's going to send back 100,000 soldiers.
他也把打赢征战的这个机会给输掉了，因为他要把这十万的军士全部差遣回去。
So he loses everything.
这样子他都输掉一切。
Now that's how difficult it is to make the decision.
因此要做这个决定是很困难的。
Imagine you buy a house.
比如说你想象一下，你买一间屋子。
You've already bought the house $400,000.
你已经买下这间屋子40万。
Then God said, and the contractors are here to renovate the house. $100,000 paid already.
然后装修商已经到了这里，你已经给了10万块。
Then God said, no, this house is not for you.
然后神告诉你说，不可以，这个屋子不是你的。
Run the house.
你不要这间屋子。
Then contractor $100,000 paid already.
那装修商怎么办？已经付给他们十万块了。
Then no house.
然后没有屋子吗
？What I'm trying to tell you is that Amaziah had to make a decision that was very difficult.
那我告诉你，亚玛谢要做的这个决定是很困难的。
He not only did he lose the money, he lost everything.
他不单单是损失这个金钱，他损失一切。
What will you do?
你会做什么
？I think nothing by faith lah. Have faith in God.
还是你说啊，没关系啦。对神要有信心。
Of course, the money didn't come in your pocket.
当然，出钱的不是你。
It was a very difficult decision.
是一个很难做的决定。
Now, what did Amaziah do?
那亚玛谢做了什么呢
？Verse 10. So Amaziah dismissed the troops who had come to him from Ephraim and sent them home. They were furious.
第十节，于是亚玛谢将那些以法莲的来的军兵分别出来，叫他们回家去，故此他们甚恼怒犹太人。气愤愤地回家去了。
Number one, he lost 4 tons of silver.
首先，他失去了四吨重的银子。
Number two, he lost the probability of winning the war.
第二， 他失去了打赢征战的这个机会。
Because he had sent back 100,000 soldiers.
因为他已经把十万的军兵差遣回去。
Number three, he has just made a new enemy.
第三，他有一个，他刚刚为自己找来了新的敌人。
At this time, he's going to fight Edom. The last thing is that he wants is another enemy.
现在他要攻打以东，他最不希望的就是有再多的敌人。
He's politically, definitely politically unwise.
在政治，从政治的角度来看，这个是很不明智的一个做法。
He had nothing to gain but everything to lose.
他从中得不到任何的好处，却是有许多的坏处。
But he sends them back just for one reason. You know the reason?
但是他还是把他们差遣回去，就为了一个原因。你知道是什么原因吗？
You know what's the reason he sent them back?
你知道为什么他把他们差回去吗？
You're right. You're right. Just because he wants to obey God. That's all. Full stop. Finished.
就因为他要顺服神，就是这样子，没有其他原因。
If I were to attend worship service on Sunday, my boss will scold me.
如果我礼拜天要去做礼拜，我的老板一定会骂我。
I'll lose business.
我会失去我的生意。
Of course, it's not every time that you have to make your boss angry, you will lose your business when you come on Sundays to worship God.
当然也不是因为你每次你来参加聚会，你都会使到你的老板生气，或你会失掉一些生意。
Sometimes you can use a bit of wisdom and make adjustment.
有时候你可以用一些智慧来做调整。
Such that you don't have to, you can still come for worship service, and yet, you still don't lose your business, and you can still make your boss happy.
以至于你能够继续的参加主日的崇拜，同时候你还可以有生意，你还可以讨你老板的欢心。
If your boss wants you to falsify accounts,
如果你的老板要你做假账，
you can say no, I quit. You can do that.
你可以说我不干，不可以，我不可以做这个事情。
Or you can be a bit wiser and see.You don't go. You're not looking for looking for loopholes in the law. You can still do it lawfully, but wisely, such that you can still reduce the tax payable.
然后或者呢，你可以有很有智慧的来看整个局势，看看哪里可以把这个账做得更好，以至于所公司要交的这个税可以减少，在法律的按着还是按着法律的要求来做的。
You must ask some accountants here. I think it's possible.
在这里你可以问这些会计师，他们晓得怎么去。他们懂得怎么去做。
But the fact remains.
但是事实还是一样的。
It does not work every time.
这些方法不是每次都奏效。
Sometimes or many times.
有时候或者很多时候。
You either make your boss happy or you make God happy.
一嘛，你使到你的老板欢心，或者是你只可以使到神欢心。
If you make your boss happy, you will definitely make God unhappy.
如果你讨老板的欢心，你一定是在得罪神。
If you make God happy, you definitely make your boss unhappy.
如果你讨神的欢心，你一定是在得罪你的老板。
Sometimes you have to do such a thing, or many times.
有时候或者很多时候，你都得做这样的一个事情。
Now, what is fearing God?
到底什么是敬畏神？
Fearing God is doing what Amaziah did, although he knew that they were furious because they were insulted, and not only were they insulted, they didn't have a chance to attack an enemy, and then.Later on, they can actually grab good things from the enemy and become richer.
敬畏神就好像亚玛谢一样，虽然他知道差送这些军兵回去会使到他们很生气，因为会羞辱他们，同时也把他们得到猎物的这个机会夺走。
Now, fearing God means that I rather make men unhappy than to make God unhappy.
敬畏神的意义是，就是说我宁愿使到人不开心，我也不会使到神不开心。
That is called faith.
这个就叫做信心。
And that kind of faith brings blessings.
而这样的信心能够带来祝福。
That's why I say if anyone of you has ever done this.
因此我刚才就说了，若是当中有任何人曾经做过这样的事情。
Where you have for because you want to please God, you offended men.
你因着要讨神的欢心而得罪了人，你让我知道。
I'll be very much encouraged by your sharing.
我会因着你的分享得到很大的鼓励。
So does God reward such an act?
所以神到底有没有祝福他这样的一个举动呢？
Verses 11-13 say
11节到13节这么说。
Amaziah then marshaled his strength and led his army to the Valley of Salt where Valley of Salt where he killed 10,000 men of Syria, means Edom. The army of Judah also captured 10,000 men alive, took them to the top of a cliff and threw them down so that all were dashed to pieces as a sign of victory.
所以在第11节那边就说，亚玛谢壮起胆来，率领他的民到岩谷，杀了希尔人，就是 西尔人就是以东人，西尔人一万，犹大人又生息了一万，带到山崖上，从那里把他们扔下去，以至于他们都摔碎了。这样的举动是表示他们得胜。
He won the war.
他胜了这场征战。
He beat them hands down.
他把他们都击垮了。
No contest.
没有的比。
There was a brother.
就有一个弟兄。
When he was in Singapore, he trained himself spiritually and he went back to be a preacher in China.
当他在新加坡的时候呢，他就抓紧机会训练自己。他回去就做了传道人，回到中国的时候就做了传道人。
He's a very good brother.
他是个很好的弟兄。
Today I still keep in touch with him.
今天我还跟他保持联系。
His life has been an encouragement to me.
他的生命对我来说是个很大的鼓励。
Before he became a Christian, he was a gangster.
在他作为基督徒信主，作为基督徒之前，他是一个流氓。
So he once fought in a fight.
他曾经参与一个殴斗事件。
And his gang killed somebody.
他参与的这个党派呢就杀了人。
So he came to Singapore to work because he wanted to flee from the police.
所以他来到新加坡工作，原因是要逃避警察的逮捕。
So he told me even in Singapore when he sleeps, he still hides a knife underneath his pillow.
所以他就告诉我，即使在新加坡他睡觉的时候，他床铺下面还是藏着一把刀。
That's what all he does always even in China.
这是他在中国经常做的事情。
So he fled from the police.
所以他要逃避警察的逮捕。
So after he became a Christian, he changed.
所以他信主了之后，他整个人都改变了。
Then he went back to China.
然后他回到中国。
And he's a very good Christian.
他是一个很好的基督徒。
He was a very good Christian, and he is a very good Christian.
他曾经是个很好的基督徒，他现在还是一个很好的基督徒。
So when he went back to China, he was very scared.
所以当他回到中国的时候，他很担心。
He feared that the police will come after him.
他担心警察会来抓他。
So one night the police came.
所以有一天警察来了。
Look for him.
找他。
So he went to the top of the house.
所以他就爬到屋子的最顶部。
Cover himself with a piece of cloth.
用一块布遮盖自己。
And then he hid there.
然后躲在那里。
Until the police went away.
直到警察离开。
Then he crept up and looked.The police has left.
然后他爬出来偷看，警察已经走了。
This happened several times.
这样的事情发生了几次。
So each time when he goes back, he was very scared.
所以每次他回家的时候，他都很害怕。
So later on, he went back to China finally after 10 years in Singapore.
最后他在新加坡十年之后呢，他最终还是回到中国去。
That time he has grown very much as a Christian.
那时候他已经是一个很成熟的基督徒。
And started to serve God in China full time.
在中国开始全时间的侍奉。
Today our church is supporting him in part.
今天我们的教会也多多少少支持他。
When he went to China, co-laborer told him.
当他回到中国的时候，他的同工就跟他说。
He knew about his case.
他知道他的这个过去的案底。
He said, "You are now a pastor. You cannot live like that."
他说你现在已经是一个牧者了，你不能够过这样的生活。
You must live in the light, you cannot live in darkness.
你必须活在光明中，不可以在黑暗里头。
He knows what he meant.
他知道这个同工的意思。
He has to surrender himself.
他需要自首。
So after praying and thinking about it, yeah, I must surrender myself to the police.
所以经过了一番的祷告和思想，他就决定说他应该向警察自首。
Actually, when he went back to China for Five or six years, the police didn't look for him anymore.
其实他回中国五到六年这期间呢，警察再也没有找他。
So he decided to surrender police, not because the police were looking for him.
所以他决定要向警察自首，不是因为警察在找他。
Was the police did not looking for a long time?
因为警察已经好久没有再找他了。
But he decided to surrender himself simply for one reason.
但是他决定要自首，只为了一个原因。
He doesn't want to live in darkness. He wants to live in the light.
他不要活在黑暗里头，他要活在光明中。
So he went to the police. In fact, he packed up his clothes.
所以他就把收拾他的衣服到警察局去。
And told his wife, "I may not come back for some time."
然后告诉他的太太说，我可能一段时间不会回来。
The wife knows that he's going to surrender himself, so they parted.
太太也知道他要去自首。
Went to the police station and told police, "I did this in this year."
他到警察局的时候就告诉警察说，我在某年某日做了这些事情。
We killed somebody.
我们曾经杀了人。
So they check his records.
警察就翻查他的记录。
They say no, you have no records.
他说没有啊，你没有记录啊。
You are not the blacklist.
你不在黑名单中。
Are you sure or not?
然后他说你确定吗
？Yeah, it's not in the blacklist.
是啊，没有在黑名单中。
Can you check again?
你可以再查吗
？The police told you no more, right?
警察已经告诉你没有了。
He said, "Can you please check thoroughly?"
你可以彻底的查清楚吗
？The police say no, better go.
警察已经说没有了，你最好还是走吧。
You ask the police to check more thoroughly to see if there is.
你叫警察再查的更加清楚，看看有没有。
So the police went to the department and check again.
所以警察到另外一个部门再去检查，再查他的案底。
No, your records are clean.
他说没有，你的。记录是很清白的。
And today he's serving in China faithfully, and God is using him mightily.
所以今天他在中国那边很忠心的侍奉，神也大大的使用他。
He obeyed God. He surrendered himself simply for one reason. He wanted to honor God.
他向警察自首只有一个原因，因为他要遵从神。
Not because he wanted to get any good thing from God.
不是因为要从神得到任何的好处。
And God honored him.
而神就尊重了他。
God cleared him.
神是还他一个清白。
God did wonderful things for him.
神为他做了个很奇妙的
事。No, I'm not saying that every time you surrender to the police will you'll be all right. I'm not saying that.
我也不是说你每次向警察自首的时候你就没事。
I tell you every time that you have to be jailed.
我告诉你，有时候你可能要被关进监牢的。
But what I'm trying to tell you is that if God sees fit to protect you, He can.
我要告诉你的是，如果神认为他保护你。是应当的，他一定能够保护你。
And if chooses, if it is feel that you go into jail, there are very good reasons that will bring you benefit.
如果他认为你进监牢会比较好，一定是有很好的原因。
So I know of some Christians who were jailed.
所以我就认识一些基督徒，他们被关在监牢里头。
Not for any bad reason.
不是因为任何的，他们干了任何的坏事。
But later they go to the jail, they share the gospel with the prisoners, and many came to know Christ.
他们在监牢里头就向许多的囚犯来传福音，很多就因此。
I know such China people from China.
我就认识了很多这些在中国内的人。
Therefore, I'm saying that honor God and God will honor you.
所以我说你要遵从神，神就会遵从你。
So why did he fail?
所以为什么亚玛谢最后会失败呢
？So if you want succeed in life, have faith in God simply obey God simply because you need to obey God. Don't think about God. Then what will I get in return? Don't think like that.
所以你的人生要成功吗？你就要顺服神。目的就是原因就是你要顺服神。
If you honor God, God will take care of you. Don't worry.
如果你遵从神，神一定会保护你的，你不用担心。
Take the first step of faith, and God will lead, will open up the door for you.
你要搭出信心的第一步，神之后的门，神会为你而开。
You know, I like the analogy of nowadays doors are automated.
今天我很喜欢这个比喻，现在有很多的这个自动门。
So once I was walking towards an automated door.
就有一次呢，我就走向一个自动门。
And by right, when you enter the door will open.
所以照理来说呢，当你走进这个门的时候，门就会自动打开。
So I walked.
所以我就走。
As I near the door, as I went near the door.
当我靠近这个门的时候。
The door didn't open.
这个门没有打开。
I said, Am I going to walk some more, or do I look back and look like a stupid fool?
我就问自己说，我应该要继续往前走，还是退后
？Because people say that, oh, what's Philip doing? It's a joke.
所以因为别人 会取笑我这个人在做什么
so I decided to walk on.
所以我就决定要继续往前走
What if I bang?
那如果我撞到这个门怎么办
so I walked on to save face.
所以我就为了我的面子我就继续往前走
and just before I knocked the door, the door opened.
就在我碰到这个门之前呢这个门就打开了
Now what I'm trying to tell you is like that.
因此我要告诉你一个事实
You take the first step of faith.
你就踏出这个信心的第一步
When you have taken the first step, you will never bang into the door. God, one door will automatically open for you.
当你踏出这一步的时候，你不会碰到门的，你不会撞上门的，因为神会为你打开这扇门。
You must walk on and don't stop.
但是你继续的往前走，不可以停下来。
Following God is actually very exciting and not too difficult.
跟随神呢是很刺激的，但是不会太难。
God.Is capable of opening wonderful doors for you.
神能够为你打开很奇妙的门。
Have a bit more faith in Him.
你对他要有更多的信心。
Then why did Amaziah fail?
那为什么亚玛谢会失败呢
？Look at verse 14. That's in verses 14 to 28.
这个是在14节一直到28节。
In verses 14, verse 14 says, When Amaziah returned from slaughtering the Edomites,
亚玛谢杀了以东人回来。
Yes, he brought back the gods of the people of Syria. He set them up as his own gods, bowed down to them, and burned sacrifices to them. The anger of the Lord burned against Amaziah.
他把亚玛谢杀了以东人回来，就把希尔的神像带回，立为自己的神，在他面前叩拜烧香。
It's very strange.
这真的很奇怪。
Amaziah has just fought a war and won a big battle.
亚玛谢刚刚打赢了一场征战。
What do you expect? What do you think you should be thinking about? Wow, this God is fantastic. Yahweh is fantastic.
你认为他会怎么想呢？他应该是想说，这个耶和华真的是很了不起的神。
I actually won a victory even without these 100,000 soldiers.
即使是没有这十万的军兵，我还可以打胜仗。
His faith should be very strong at this time. Don't you agree?
在这个时刻，他的信心应该是很坚强的吗
？He should be full of praises and excitement because he's a Christian, right?
他应该充满着赞美感恩，因为他是基督徒吗
？Along the way, he saw these idols and he brought them back to his house and bowed down to them.
但是在路上，他就看到一个偶像，就带回家，向这个偶像叩拜。
I thought he should be very excited about how God has helped him. Why did he suddenly go and pray to another God?
我还以为因为神帮助他，他应该很兴奋。可是为什么他去向别的神去叩拜呢
？It's incomprehensible.
这个是很难理解的。
Now, there's a clue here in the passage.
在这段话就有给我们一个提示。
Look at verse 11.
你看第十一节。
Amaziah marshaled his strength, fought the war.
亚玛谢壮起胆来去打仗。
Then verse 12 records for us he killed his enemies.
然后十二节 这里记载了他把他的敌人都杀死了。
So he has already finished the war.
因此这场征战已经结束了。
So when, at verse 12, you actually, if you were to write this story, after you have written verse 12, by right you should write verse 14, don't you agree?
所以如果你是写作的作者呢，你应该写完了第十二节就马上跳到第十四节了。
When Amaziah returned from slaughtering the Edomites, because verse 12 says that he killed all the Edomites, then verse 14 continues, when Amaziah returned from killing the Edomites,So it's well connected.
所以当在十二节就记载了亚玛谢击败了以东人，所以应该是直接跳到十四节，亚玛谢杀了以东人。
Because verse 12 says he killed the Edomites. Verse 14 says after he returned from killing the Edomites, so it's continuous.
因为十二节说他杀了以东人，十四节说他从杀了以东人回来，这两个连起来是比较有连贯性的。
But The author actually put another story in between.
但是作者却在之间呢穿插了一件事情。
So between 12 and 14, he inserted another paragraph, verse 13.
在12和14节之间，他就穿插了第13节这一段话。
He's trying to give us a clue in verse 13 as to why what happened that caused what actually happened that caused Amaziah to worship idols.
他尝试给我们一些提示，告诉我们为什么亚玛谢最后会去拜偶像。
Let us look at verse 13.
让我们看看第十三节。
Meanwhile, the troops Amaziah had sent back the northern Israelite soldiers and had not allowed to take part in the war raided towns belonging to Judah from Samaria to Ben Horon. They killed 3,000 people and raided their towns.
但亚玛谢所打发出去不许一同出征的那些军兵攻打犹大各城，从撒玛利亚直到伯和伦，杀了3000人，抢了许多财物。
Because this incident happened, that's why Amaziah decided to take some gods back.
因为这样的事情发生了，所以亚玛谢决定把一些偶像带回来。
Let me make the story more complete.
让我把整个故事说得更清楚更完整。
As he was fighting, he felt very excited. He, we have won, we have won. God is great.
当他在打仗的时候，他很兴奋，因为他说：“我们胜了，我们胜了，神是很伟大的。”
Then news came to his ears. There's trouble at home.
但是在他高兴的时刻，却有另外一个新闻传到他耳中，家里出了状况。
Those soldiers that you sent them away, they killed many people in our home.
那些你才派回去的这些军兵，他在我们的家杀了许多的人。
What would Amaziah think?
亚玛谢会怎么想呢
？Hey, I thought God was going to protect me.
哎，我以为神会保护我。
Now somebody has just invaded my home.
现在却是有人侵犯了我的地方。
I think it's better to have a backup.
我想我应该有一些后备。
Jehovah is good.
耶和华是好的。
But there are some things that it seems that Jehovah cannot control.
但是有些在一些环节呢，似乎耶和华控制不了。
For one reason or another, he did not seem to be helping me.
因着某些原因，他似乎不再帮助我。
I think I better take this Edomite gods home and ask them to help me.
我想我应该把这个以东人的神带回家，求他帮我。
Oh, because this, in the ancient times, they have this understanding that, when you win a war, every nation has their own gods that will protect their kings.
在古代呢，就有这样的想法。当你打了一个胜仗的时候，某一个地方他的这个神明。他有自己的神明。
And these gods, but sometimes these gods play tricks.
有时候呢，这个神明耍把戏。
They decided not to protect this king anymore.
他们决定不要再保护那个地方的王。
They help their enemies.
他帮助他的敌人。
And so, when the Edomites lost the war, the Israelites understand, oh, it's because these gods have decided not to help the Edomites, but have decided to help the enemies of the Edomites.
所以当以东人被击败的时候呢，以色列人就会这么，犹大人就会这么想，这个神明，以东人的神明呢，不帮助他，却是帮助以东的敌人，就是犹太人。
Since they're going to help, since they're going helping me, I'm going to bring them back as extra backup.
既然他现在在帮助我们，我就把他带回来作为后备。
And God was real furious.
因此这样子呢，神非常的生气。
Verse 18 says, "The anger of the Lord burns against Amaziah."
十五节那边说，因此耶和华的愤怒向亚玛谢发作。
And God says, and you're stupid. You know why? Because you trust in a people's gods which could not save its own people.
神就告诉他说，你很愚昧。
In verse 17,
在十七节那边说，你把这个神借过来，这个神甚至不能够帮助他本地的人。
Why it did not save its own people? Why do you go and believe in their gods?
这些神不能救他的民脱离你的手，你为何还求他呢？
This God rejected. This God was. This God played its own people out. Why do you want to believe in this God anymore?
这个神明出卖了他自己的人民，为什么你要信靠这个神？
I know of one man.
我认识一个人。
He said he believed in Jesus.
他说他信耶稣。
But after a little while, he stopped believing Jesus.
但是不久之后，他就不再信耶稣了。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
He said, "My girlfriend threatens to break away from me."
他说我的女朋友威胁我要跟我分手。
Because I'm a Christian.
因为我是基督徒。
I'm not coming to church anymore.
我不会再来教会了。
And I have reasons to believe that they have some sexual relationship.
我也理由相信他这个男人跟他的女朋友有一些性关系。
He said, "I want to believe in Jesus because my girlfriend wants to break."Wants to break up.
他说我不要相信耶稣了，因为我的女朋友要分手。
I know of another Christian. This one is a Christian.
我也认识一个基督徒。
When I knew her, this I don't think you all know her, okay? Yeah, I'm quite sure none of you know her.
你们应该不认识她。
I'm talking about somebody that you all do not know.
我在讲一个你不认识的人。
I'm not telling you which church.
我不会告诉你是从哪个教会来的。
You won't know her, sir.
你不会认识他。
Yeah, I've even forgotten her name.
我甚至把他名字给忘了。
Yeah, so it's safe to tell you.
所以告诉你们是很安全的。
This particular Christian comes from my Bible studies. At that time, I was still working as an engineer.
这个基督徒是跟我一起参加查经班的人。当时候我在工作，在外面工作。
Then, so at one time.She came to church regularly.
所以有曾经一些时候呢，她很经常、很固定的去教会。
And after some time, she stopped coming.
但是不久之后，她就不再来了。
She told me, I have to work on Sundays.
她告诉我，我必须在星期天工作。
I said no choice.
我说没有办法。
So she missed church often.
因此呢，她就经常没来教会。
I told her maybe should look for another job.
我就告诉她说，你可能应该要另外。找另外一份工作，
It's going to affect your spiritual life.
因为它会影响到你的属灵生命。
She said, "Yeah." She said, "Yeah." I'll try.
她说好啊，好了，我会尝试。
But I know that she was just paying lip service.
但是我知道她只是口里说说而已。
Then after some time, she said that, "Yeah, I quit my job."
过了不久，她就告诉我说我已经辞职了。
So she starts to come for Bible study.
所以她就开始来参加这个查经班。
And of course, for worship service.
还有崇拜。
Then after a while, she tells me, I cannot come to church anymore.
过了不久，她又告诉我，我又不能来教会了。
I'm going overseas to study.
我要到国外去升学。
Then when she comes back after her studies,
在他求学之后，他回来新加坡。
She comes to church a little while.
他又来到教会一阵子。
Then she says, "I cannot come to church anymore."
他又告诉我说，我不能再参加教会了。
I've got to work.
因为我要工作。
Then after I'm getting married, something like that.
过后我要结婚，大概是这样子。
After a little while, I stop talking to her.
过了不久，我就不再跟他谈话了。
Explain to her the importance of going to church.
我也不再向他解释来教会的重要性。
Because I don't think she's serious.
因为我觉得他不认真。
She's just doing lip service.
他只是口里说说而已。
To her, God is only a spare tire.
对他来说，神就是那个后备的轮胎。
It's only a backup.
只是一个后备。
If I need God, I come to God. If I don't need God, I don't care about God.
如果我需要神，我就来教会；不需要神，我就不管他。
This Amaziah is a little bit like Rehoboam.
亚玛谢有点像罗伯安。
But he's different from Rehoboam because Rehoboam became proud and decided that he did not need God.
但是他跟罗伯安有点不一样。罗伯安过后变得骄傲，认为自己不需要神。
But Amaziah knows that he needs God, but he also wants another God as a backup.
但是亚玛谢知道说他需要神，但他也需要一个后备。
So the more God, the merrier, the safer I feel.
所以越多神越好，我感觉越平安。
Whichever can give me good things, I'll bet on that one.
谁给我好东西，我就信靠他。
But this man is a fool.
但是这个是一个很愚昧的人。
He builds his happiness on his girlfriend.
他把他的快乐建立在他的女朋友身上。
You know why he's a fool?
你知道他为什么这么愚昧吗？
His girlfriend threatened to break up with him just because he wants to believe in Jesus.
因为这个女朋友因着他要相信耶稣而威胁他。
This girlfriend was ready to throw him out.
这个女朋友已经决定要把他丢出去了。
And you want to bet your happiness on your girlfriend?
可是你却把你要把你的快乐建立在你的女朋友身上。
This God is going to betray you. You're going to bet your life on this God?
这个神要背叛你，你却是要依靠他吗？
And this girl is a fool too.
这个女朋友也是，这个女的呢，也是一个笨蛋。
The boss threatens to fire her if she does not work.
老板，如果她在星期天没有工作，老板威胁要开除她。
No, I'm not saying that you each time your boss wants you to work, you say I don't work. I'm not saying that.
我也不是。要你们说，老板每次叫你工作的时候，你跟你老板讲
，No, you have to work hard.
不是的，你要努力的工作。
And sometimes there are emergency cases that you work on Sunday. That is fine.
有时候也有一些紧急事故要你星期天工作的，这个没有事。
But there are certain jobs that Christians it's not appropriate for Christians to take up.
但是有些工作呢是不适合基督徒来做的。
Jobs that require to work on Sundays regularly.You may have to work at it for some time, but you must be finding opportunities to quit because it's affecting your spiritual life.
那些要你星期天固定上班的工作呢？你也许可能要花一些时间来工作，但是你要选择要换另外一份工作。
This boss is ready to kick you out if you obey God. You are going to build your happiness on your boss.
这个老板如果因着你要顺服神而要开除你，你要把你的快乐建立在这样的老板身上吗
？And so that's why God said, "Amaziah, you are a fool."
因此神就对亚玛谢说你是一个笨蛋。
He lost the war.
他在征战里面失败了。
Very quickly in verse 23.
很快的在23节。
Joash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Ahaziah at Beth Shemesh. Then Joash brought him to Jerusalem and broke down, so he captured him.
所以在23节以色列王约阿斯在伯斯麦弃住约哈斯的孙子约阿斯的儿子犹大王亚玛谢。将他带到耶路撒冷，又拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，从以法莲门直到角门。
So number two, he broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate. It's a long way. In other words, Jerusalem was completely broken down.
所以从以法莲门拆到角门，这个是一个很整个距离很长，基本上整个耶路撒冷就被摧毁了。
And verse 24, this King also, the enemy king also took all the gold and silver and all the articles found in the temple of God that had been the care of Obed-Edom together with the palace treasures and the hostages and returned to Samaria. Means what?
而且在24节又将俄别以东所看守神殿里的一切金银和器皿与王宫里的财宝都拿了去并带人去为质就回到撒玛利亚去了。
The holy vessels of the temple were all taken away by the enemy.
圣殿里面的这些器皿都被敌人拿走了。
It means he's trying to signify to you that God has left Amaziah.
这意味着神已经离开了亚玛谢王。
God is no longer with him.
神已经不与他同在。
So what's the end state of Amaziah? Verse 25.
那 这个亚玛谢的结局怎么样呢？在二十五节。
Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, lived for 15 years. After the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel.
以色列王约哈斯的儿子约阿斯死后，犹大王约阿斯的儿子亚玛谢又活了15年。
Who cares about how long the enemy king lived? Why does he want to record here?
谁管敌人的王活多久呢？为什么在这里要记录呢？
He's trying to tell you this.
他要告诉我们一点。
The king who captured Amaziah has died.
那个捉拿亚玛谢的王已经死了。
So by right, Amaziah can become king again, right?
理当亚玛谢理当 再次能够做王了。
But you read on, it did not turn out that way.
但是事情并没有这么发生。
Verse 27, from the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, people conspired against Amaziah, him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But although he fled away, they still sent men to kill him.
所以在二十七节那边说，自从亚玛谢离弃耶和华之后，在耶路撒冷有人背叛他，他就逃到拉吉，叛党却打发人到拉吉将他杀了。虽然他逃跑，他还是被人杀了。
Amaziah didn't have a chance to regain his kingdom.
亚玛谢从此再也没有机会再夺回他的国家。
Although the enemy king that defeated him has died, he still did not have an opportunity to get up and start his kingdom again.
虽然打败他的王已经死了，他却是没有这个机会重新再来。
It tells us that God is not giving him a second chance to be a king.
这告诉我们神不再给他第二次的机会做王。
Now let me qualify that statement.
让我进一步的讲解这一句话。
With God, there is always a second chance.
在神里总是有第二次的机会。
With God, there is always a second chance.
在神里面一定会有第二次的机会。
No matter how bad you have been.
不管你过去是怎样多坏的人。
No matter how many sins you have committed against God.
不管你犯了多少得罪的得罪谁的。
Don't commit sins.
但是你不要再犯罪。
Because God will whack you.
因为神一定会鞭打你。
But no matter how bad you are.
但是不管你有多坏。
How many things you have grieved God.
你做了许多伤害神的事情。
Manasseh was one of the worst kings in Israel.
马拿西在以色列历史里面是最糟糕的王。
But in 2 Chronicles 33, when this Manasseh, this most evil king in Israel, he even sacrificed his children in the fire.
但是这个最邪恶的王，他甚至把自己的孩子在献给这些偶像。
He did worse than any king of Judah.
他在犹大历史里面所做的坏事呢，比其他的王都多严重。
But each time when you turn to God in repentance, you say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. When you sincerely repent before God, God will give you a second chance.
但是每当他回转向神悔改的时候，神都会给他第二次的机会。
Because God is very kind.
因为神是很有恩慈的。
Just as a son, when the son tells the father, Father, I'm sorry, please help me. The father will help the son.
就好像孩子跟父亲说，爸爸对不起，请帮助我。爸，作为父亲的一定会帮助孩子。
God is far more merciful than any father on earth.
我们的父神比任何地上的天的父亲都还有恩慈。
But this poor man Amaziah did not repent.
但是这个亚玛谢王没有悔改。
He was fighting to regain his kingdom.
他一直找机会来再次夺回他的国家。
But he never looked to God.
但是他没有寻求神。
That's why he never got a second chance.
因此他没有第二次的机会。
God was real mad at him.
神很生他的气。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he's a double-minded man.
因为他是三心二意的人。
He's ready to call anybody father. Whoever is willing to give him some good things, he can call him father.
任何人只要给他好处，他就愿意称那个人为父亲。
But in the end, what happened to him?
但是最终发生了什么事情呢？
He was ready to call anybody father, but nobody wanted to take this son in.
他愿意叫任何的人父亲，可是没有一个人却愿意称他为儿子。
Today, God does not want us to be a double-minded man.
今天神不要我们做一个三心二意的人。
If you have decided to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你已经决定要信靠耶稣，
and he is a good God,
他是个很好的神，
he is a kind shepherd,
他是个蛮有恩慈的牧者。
He's an Almighty God.
他是个全能的神。
Then put your faith in Him and Him alone.
那你就把你的信心单单放在他的身上。
Stop calling other people father.
不要再称别人为父亲了。
Because there can only be one father.
因为就只有一位父亲。
Trust Him and Him alone.
你要单单的信靠他。
Then you find that the blessings will come.
那样你就发现祝福就会随之而来。
Because when Amaziah chose to obey God because he wants to obey God. You see how God blessed Amaziah.
因为当亚玛谢选择顺服神，原因就是他要顺服神的时候，你看看神是怎么祝福他。
And God will do it for you too.
而神也会把这样在你身上做出这样的事情。
We have studied, we have finished our study of these few kings.
我们已经完成了这几个查考这几个王的生平。
After I will be, you'll be going, you'll be putting up sketch or skits.
过后你们要演话剧。
According to these messages.
就按照这几个信息来演话剧。
So I'm going to revise with you very quickly, a very short revision on what you have covered, so that you can act out the skit.
所以我会做一个很简短的温习，让大家好让你待会儿演话剧的时候比较容易。
So in the introduction, we learned that the purpose of the author writing Second Chronicles is.
所以在第一堂讲到这个历代之下的概览的时候呢，写作的作者写历代之下的原因是什么呢
？To tell us that if you do right in your lifetime, there is immediate reward.
是要告诉我们，你在有生之年做的正，你马上会有奖赏。
But the converse is true. If you do not walk right before God, there is also immediate punishment.
相反的，如果你在神面前行不正，你也会有马上的惩罚。
Please love yourself a little bit more. Don't let punishment come into your life.
请多爱自己一些，不要让这些审判来到你生命当中。
Because God always keeps His promises and His threats.
因为神一定会是守约的神，他也会他的威胁也会一定会来到。
Number two, we also learned about in the first part of Jeroboam, we learned about that Jeroboam failed because he was a foolish king.
第二堂信息我们谈到罗伯安，他会失败呢，是因为他是一个愚昧的王。
In what way was he foolish?
他怎样的愚昧呢
？The way he treated people was harsh.
他对待人很苛刻。
All he was interested in getting good things from people, and he was not interested in being kind to people.
他只关注自己怎么能够从别人身上得到好处，然后不关心别人怎么样。
He bullied the people of God.
他欺负了神的子民。
As a king, when he should be taking care of the people of God, he bullied them.
作为王，他原本应该要照顾神的子民，可是他却是欺负他们。
And we learned about the principle, the win-win principle of life.
然后我们也学了这个生命中这个双赢的功课。
If we want to be successful in life, we must be successful with people.
如果我们要我们的人生里面成功，我们的人际关系必须首先成功。
When you negotiate, you must always negotiate for a win-win situation.
当你跟别人协商的时候，你总是要达到一个双赢的局面。
So he failed because he was harsh.
所以因着他对人很苛刻，他失败了。
You will lose your children, you will lose your colleagues, you will lose the support people if you continue to be harsh.
如果你继续对人很苛刻，你会失去你的孩子、你的同事，还有你周边的人。
But with God, there is also always a second chance.
但在神里面呢，总是有第二次的机会。
When you are willing to come back to God,Rehoboam resisted his urge to fight back.
当你愿意回到神面前，罗伯安把他的采取报复的这个心态压制下来。
He chose to obey God.
他选择顺服神。
Then God started to give him peace. God started to bless him.
神就开始祝福他，给他平安。
Because with God there is also always a second chance.
因为在神里头总是有第二次的机会。
And in the third message we learned about Rehoboam again.
然后在第三堂信息我们再次。学习到罗伯安的功课。
We learned that Rehoboam failed later on again.
我们也认识到罗伯安过后又再次的失败了。
Because later on, when after as God has blessed him for many years, he became proud.
因为神过后呢，神祝福他很多年，过后他就变成骄傲。
And he felt that I don't need God anymore.
他就认为说自己不再需要神了。
The moment you say I don't need God, you will start to stop obeying God's law, and you start to indulge in sinful habits.
在你说你不需要神的那一刻呢？你就不再听神的话，你也开始犯罪了。
Then we learned about Asa in Asa Part One.
然后在第四堂信息，我们就学习从亚萨学习功课。
We learned that when Asa was willing to do three things, he succeeded.
我们认识到，当亚萨愿意做三样事情，他就成功。
Number one, he made changes by taking out sin.
第一点，他进行改革，把罪除掉。
And then when he meets crisis, and he uses this time.Because he took out sin, he weeded out sin, God gave him peace, many years of peace.
因着他把这些罪除掉， 神给他很多年的平安。
And he was a clever man. He used this time of peace to prepare to meet a possible future crisis.
他是一个聪明人，他就利用这段平安、太平盛世的时间呢，为这将来的危机做出准备。
And Christians must do likewise. We must always anticipate crisis.
作为基督徒，我们也应该为这将来的这些危机做出准备。
Only a fool say everything will be all right next time because it's been all right now. It's all right now.
只有一个愚昧人才会说将来一定是没事的，因为现在没事。
And true enough, a big crisis came.
果然一个很大的危机来到。
But the reason why he was successful because at the point of crisis he had great faith in God.
但是当时他能够成功的原因是因为在这个危机的关键时刻他对神有信心。
He believes that God will keep his promises, God can do the impossible.
因为他相信神会守约，他能够做不可能的事情。
And number three, the reason why he was successful is because even though after he was successful, he continued to be even more fervent for God.
第三个他能够成功是因为他继续对神有信心，虽然他已经成功了，但是他继续对神很热心。
He carried out greater reforms.
他采取了更大的改革。
He even removed his grandmother, who is worshipping idols, from power.
他甚至除掉他拜偶像的祖母。
So after we have experienced success, it should move us to greater faithfulness and not to complacency.
因此，当我们尝试到得胜的滋味的时候，这应该激发我们。更热心的去侍奉神，而不是冷淡下来。
But Asa failed later.
但是过后亚撒又失败了。
Because he had small faith.
因为他的信心很小。
When he was in chapter 16,
在历代志下十六章那里。
When he was attacked by an enemy.
当他受敌人攻击的时候。
After he experienced God's fantastic victory over 1 million soldiers,
当他能够享受到神的保守，让他能够胜了一百万大军。
After almost 30 years of peace, a smallest number of soldiers of enemy soldiers attacked him.
在三十个太平年之后呢，是一个比较规模比较小的军队来攻击他。
He stopped trusting God.
他就不再信神了。
And God said, "You're a fool."
神就对他说你是个愚昧人。
Because this was actually a test for me.
因为这其实是我的对你的一个试验一个考验。
It was a test that if you pass, you bring greater blessings on you.
这个考验如果你及格的话对你来说是有更大的祝福。
And so you find that sometimes God sends crisis, sometimes it's to test our faithfulness, and if we pass this test, greater blessings will come.
所以你发现神有时候让我们接受一些试验是要考验我们对他的信心。如果你及格的话你会更加的蒙福。
When you should have big faith,His faith was so small.
当他应该有很大的信心的时候，他的信心却是那么的小。
After experiencing such a big victory many years ago, now there's a small problem. He forsakes God.
在多年以前得到了这么大的胜利，现在却是因为小事情而离弃神。
He failed because he did not have the faith that he should have.
他失败是因为他没有他该有的信心。
And we learn about Amaziah.
然后我们又从亚玛谢学习功课。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
神的话从来没有错过，在历代之下这卷书，上帝用了许许多多的王的生平来表明并证实这一点。当我们愿意敬畏上帝，真心爱主，上帝在我们有年之日，在我们活着的时候，就在现在，上帝能够叫我们经历成功，经历胜利。但是如果我们不听话，上帝也会惩罚我们，这个报应也将在今生今世会临到我们身上。但愿我们做智慧人，当我们明白上帝的话从来没有错过，上帝既然讲过，上帝的威胁，上帝的祝福也会临到我们的身上。因此我不懂你现在的生命是怎样的，你的生命是个诡诈的生命吗？我只需要从耶和华，我从主那边得到好处，但是上帝一给我好处我就把它扔掉，我就不管它了。到底你遵守神的命令是因为你爱神，真心爱神吗？还是就因为只是你想要从耶稣那边得到好处而已？你有这样的诡诈的心吗？如果有的话，求主赦免你， 求主洁净你，因为这样子的信念会惹神愤怒，身为审判。今天可能你在面对一些人生的危机困难，你觉得人生的道路很难走，但是上帝有时候让我们经历危机是因为他要考验我们。那如果你经得起考验，很多时候有时候上帝的祝福就来了。如果你在面对危机，在面对人生的困境，我呼吁你继续的行你应该所行的，忠心于神，不要放弃神，继续的跟从神。那今天如果你在你的生中多出许多的妥协，你对神不忠，神不喜悦，神无法祝福你，神很生气，今天你必须回到神面前告诉神，神对不起，从今天开始我要过得胜的生活，我愿意真心爱你，回到你面前。如果你愿意真心回到主面前，主答应你，福气会临到你身上的。主从不食言，他讲话算数，因为他是个信实的神。但是这个决定你一定要自己做，没有人可以逼你回到神面前，没有可以逼你专心爱神，真心爱神，没有人可以逼你。但是如果你真心爱神，这位信实慈悲的天父会加倍给你福气，因为神是个慈悲爱我们的天父。你愿意吗？在我们还没有继续祷告之前，我要大家在你坐的地方安静下来，我愿意检讨你的人生，有哪一方面你常常亏欠神的，不要再亏欠神了。你在抓住什么罪，不要再陶醉在罪的快乐，因为罪会把你玩死。你在哪一方面不忠于神，常常跟神玩小游戏，欺骗神，欺诈神，诡诈的心，回到神面前向神认错悔改，求神赦免。那如果今天你爱你自己多一点点，你愿意回到神面前，这位神会赐福给你，因为我们的神是信实的。你愿意吗？我给大家一些时间，你自己检讨你的人生生命，在神面前我巴不得你立志说，神从今天开始会真心爱你，不是因为你给我什么好处，我会真心爱你。做出这样子立志，你的生活会改变的。我给你大家一些时间安静祷告，安静祷告。父神，在当中哪些人在你面前真心立志悔改，哪些人向你真心爱你，你知道，求主垂听他们的祷告，求主自己报答他们。我们知道你一定会把好处给他们的，因为你答应过的话你绝不食言。我们求主坚固这些人的心智，好叫他们今天在你面前立下心智，他们要忠心跟从你，他们要专心爱你，他们要真心爱你。求主也给他们力量，给他们信心，叫他们因着遵守你，他们臣服，他们也能够经历在人生上奇妙的成功，他们能够成为蒙福的人。我们把以下时间交在主的手里，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。